There were now more than 20 men and women inside Rama, 6 of them down on the plane, the rest ferrying equipment and expendables through the airlock system and down the stairway. The ship itself was almost deserted, with the minimum possible staff on duty. The joke went around that Endeavour was really being run by the 4 simps, and that Goldie had been given the rank of acting commander. For these first explorations, Norton had established a number of ground rules. The most important dated back to the earliest days of man's spacefaring. Every group, he had decided, must contain one person with prior experience, but not more than one. In that way, everybody would have an opportunity of learning as quickly as possible. And so the first party to head for the cylindrical sea, though it was led by Surgeon Commander Laura Ernst, had as its one-time veteran Lieutenant Boris Rodrigo, just back from Paris. The third member, Sergeant Pieter Russo, had been with the backup teams at the hub. He was an expert on space reconnaissance instrumentation, but on this trip he would have to depend on his own eyes and a small portable telescope. From the foot of Stairway Alpha to the edge of the sea was just under 15 kilometers, or an Earth equivalent of 8 under the low gravity of Rama. Laura Ernst, who had to prove that she lived up to her own standards, set a brisk pace. They stopped for 30 minutes at the midway mark and made the whole trip in a completely uneventful 3 hours. It was also quite monotonous, walking forward in the beam of the searchlight through the anechoic darkness of Rama. As the pool of light advanced with them, it slowly elongated into a long, narrow ellipse. This foreshortening of the beam was the only visible sign of progress. If the observers up on the hub had not given them continual distance checks, they could not have guessed whether they had traveled 1 kilometer, or 5, or 10. They just plodded onwards through the million-year-old night, over an apparently seamless metal surface. But at last, far ahead at the limits of the now weakening beam, there was something new. On a normal world, it would have been a horizon. As they approached, they could see that the plane on which they were walking came to an abrupt stop. They were nearing the edge of the sea.